Huh? In whom we don't have, there's not a shadow of turning. That means God, what he does for one, he does for another. He won't favor one over another. If he did it for that person yesterday, if he did it for that person, those people in the previous prior generation to us, he'll do it for us in this generation. Amen. If he filled people with the Holy Ghost at the day of Pentecost, he's still doing it today. But you got men trying to tell you it ain't true. So what you gonna hold fast? To what he said or what somebody else's opinion? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So he's the high priest. Now these folks, these people and things and feelings and all that, they're not the high priest of your confession, so why you submit to them? Jesus is the apostle and high priest of your confession. He watches over his word to perform it. Every word that comes out of his mouth, he validates it. He never lets it come back to him void, empty. It'll never happen because his word is filled with God himself. And you can't stop God from being God. God is God in the morning. He's God in the evening. He God in midday. He God in Mississippi. He God in Tennessee. He God in New York City and Chicago too. He's just God. So you can't stop God from being God. He is God. So let his word be God in you. And God is life, and life has triumphed over death. Death has been defeated, and Satan don't want you to find out. He can't touch you. You may destroy this body, but you can't touch me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So hold fast to your confession of faith in him. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. So all of my needs are met. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I stop it. I stop what it's doing. You telling me that I'm going to be this and I'm going to have, I stop you in the name of Jesus. I stop you. Every tongue. No. You may be speaking, but I stop you. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. To the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, I bring it into the obedience of Christ. Make it bow its knee and obey what I say. Hallelujah. Hold fast. This great confession. This confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This confession of who we are. Hallelujah. And we need to talk over ourselves, over our family, over our brothers and our sister, over our community in which we live. The people going around talking about all the violence. No, you don't come near my house. You may be in the world, you may be out there, but you don't come on my premises. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I live under covenant with God Almighty. And that covenant says, he that dwelleth in the secret place, I found the secret place, shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, Lord, you are my refuge, not them, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely, not maybe, but what? Surely. Surely he shall deliver thee from where? The snare of the fowler, from the noise and pestle. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. I'm not afraid. God didn't give me the spirit of fear. I'm not afraid. I work on that. I put faith in my heart, not fear. So I'm not afraid of the terrors by night, the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. No, no, no. There's a fence, there's a shield of protection around me. And I hold fast to my confession. Speaking who God is to me, what he's done for me, and what he's doing for me right now. Hallelujah. And only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord. Can you say that? Have made the Lord, which is my refuge. He's my hiding place. He's my protection. He's my refuge, my fortress. Even the Most High, thy habitation. Thou shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. They announce just about every year about the different kind of flu going around. Y'all need to build yourself up and say, don't come out, come to my house. I hadn't had a flu in so long, and thank God that I'm not looking for it. I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They name it all kinds of Hong Kong kittening and all kind of flu. And you go around telling, I don't go around telling people I got the Hong Kong. No, I got the grace. I got healing. And you'll never get me to confess to somebody about some Hong Kong. And whoever the other swine flu. Man, come on. Let this word be your dwelling place. Let God. Yeah, what did the word say? If you abide in me, John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask.
Thank you,
Lord. If you abide. See, the thing about it, once you're born again, if you will put that word into practice. See, if you want results, and that word will only work to the degree that you practice it. You can't just talk any kind of way and act any kind of way and expect the word to work. The way you know that the word is abiding when you practice it, when you do what it says. I'm not talking about a couple hours out here on Sunday morning. I'm talking about a daily walk. This is what you do every day. This is how you live. This is how you talk. This is what you do. This is that word is abiding. When something come up, you speak the word. You're a person that praise God. You don't wait until you get here and go, hallelujah. That hallelujah ought to be going all through the day. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Great is he that's in me. Hallelujah. And you train yourself and you tell yourself and make a decision and you work on your flesh and say, no, you are dead. I am in charge. I don't cater to you. I yield to the Spirit. So when time to read, I read. When time to meditate, I meditate. Time to pray, I pray. But time to confess, I confess. Time to sleep, I sleep. I put this word to work for me. And day and night, he watches over his word. Hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
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 Hold fast to your confession.
Yes, sir.
And don't you waver. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Usher.